Ever wondered what happens when a rugged bull rider with a penchant for trouble collides with a polished PR specialist tasked with saving his career? Flawless delivers this delicious scenario with a sizzling enemies-to-lovers romance that's captured millions of readers' hearts. When professional bull riding champion Rhett Eaton declares his hatred for milk on camera despite being sponsored by dairy companies and punches a reporter, his career spirals into crisis. Enter Summer Hamilton, the PR specialist assigned to manage his reputation through the upcoming world championships. Their forced proximity at Rhett's family ranch creates the perfect storm of tension, attraction, and transformation that neither sees coming. What elevates this story beyond typical romance tropes is the authentic portrayal of Western ranch life, drawn from author Elsie Silver's own Canadian ranch upbringing, and the emotional depth she brings to characters who might otherwise remain stereotypes. Summer Hamilton watches footage of Rhett Eaton sabotaging his career with professional concern and hidden teenage nostalgia. The former poster boy on her wall now endangers millions in sponsorships with his outbursts. When her father assigns her as Rhett's reputation manager, conflict is inevitable. Their first meeting bristles with tension, his boots tracking arena dirt across marble floors as he protests having a babysitter, while she maintains composure despite his hostility. Their compelling dynamic hinges on mutual need. Summer must prove herself in the cutthroat PR world, while Rhett's entire legacy depends on her expertise. At Wishing Well Ranch, the contrast between her city polish and the raw beauty of ranch life gradually breaks down her professional walls. Seeing Rhett with his family reveals glimpses beneath his prickly exterior, laying groundwork for a relationship that will evolve from reluctant cooperation to something neither expected. The walls between Summer and Rhett crumble through unexpected vulnerability. Late one night, Summer finds Rhett seeking painkillers for his bull riding injuries. As she gently rubs his back, he confesses the truth behind his milk incident, childhood trauma from being forced to drink raw farm milk daily. "I've never been happier than I was the day that cow died," he admits, making her laugh and creating their first genuine connection. The vulnerability flows both ways. Summer reveals her hospitalization after a surgery gone wrong, creating an unspoken bond. At a competition, when the crowd responds tepidly to Rhett's impressive ride, Summer lets out the loudest whistle she can. Their eyes lock across the arena, his sad expression transforming to surprise at her support. Later, when he confesses that bull riding is essential because "I'm more myself on the back of a bull than I am any other time," Summer softens further. These moments reveal the truth. She isn't just a prissy city girl enforcing rules, and he isn't just a reckless cowboy destroying his career. As attraction grows between them, professional boundaries become increasingly difficult to maintain. When Rhett discovers Summer's unheated hotel room, his protective instincts emerge despite his attempts to keep distance. During treatment sessions, Summer finds her eyes lingering on his body. The tension peaks when they share a hotel room, eventually tangling their legs as Summer drifts off with her cold feet nestled between his warm calves. This physical closeness fosters emotional intimacy as they exchange personal stories. Summer reveals her mother was the family nanny who abandoned her, while Rhett shares that his mother died giving birth to a sister. Yet professional boundaries create ongoing conflict. Summer knows getting involved with Rhett would jeopardize her career, while Rhett struggles with being under her supervision. When fellow bull rider Emmett shows interest in Summer, Rhett's jealousy surfaces. Unlike many romances that ignore workplace ethics, this story acknowledges the genuine career consequences Summer faces, creating meaningful obstacles both characters must navigate. Both Summer and Rhett carry wounds that complicate their relationship. Summer's ex, Rob, a cardiothoracic surgeon who performed her heart procedures when she was a teenager, continues to exert control through possessive behavior. Though nothing happened until she was legally an adult, the power imbalance damaged Summer's ability to trust. When Rob appears at an event, Rhett notices Summer's discomfort and pulls her close protectively. Rhett's own wounds stem from losing his mother during his sister's birth, a void he's filled with risk-taking and bull-riding glory. His identity has become so entangled with his career that he struggles to imagine life without it. These wounds collide when Rob appears at the hospital after Summer's father has a heart attack. When Rob condescendingly tells Summer to keep quiet about their past, Rhett punches him. Though Summer initially sends Rhett away, his parting words reveal his feelings. "I am not possessive. I am protective, and I'll never stop protecting you." What makes this exploration effective is how it avoids simplistic solutions. Neither character is fixed by love. Instead, they must each confront their traumas and choose healthier patterns. As their relationship deepens, Summer and Rhett face the ultimate choice between career ambitions and love. For Summer, pursuing Rhett threatens her professional reputation at her father's company. For Rhett, his identity is wrapped up in bull riding, the championships, fame, and adrenaline. The conflict intensifies when Rhett shields his protege from a charging bull, highlighting his willingness to risk everything for the sport and leaving Summer terrified about loving someone so reckless. When Rhett declares his love in the Hamilton Elite boardroom, Summer walks away, unable to trust his promises while he continues competing despite injuries. After being fired by her father, Summer reaches a crossroads until her friend offers insight. Maybe he doesn't know what making you a priority looks like because no one has ever made him a priority. In Vegas, as Rhett prepares to ride a dangerous bull, real fear grips him until he spots Summer in the crowd wearing white. When she mouths, "I love you," he climbs off the bull and announces his retirement. In this climactic moment, both choose love over the careers that define them, finding something more valuable than individual success. 1 year later, Summer and Rhett have created a life beyond their former limitations. They're building their dream house at Wishing Well Ranch, merging their passions into a shared vision. Summer has opened Hamilton Athletics Gym in Chestnut Springs, applying her business skills to something she truly loves rather than following her father's path. Rhett has found purpose coaching the next generation while helping with the family ranch. Their story shows both characters thriving individually while creating something meaningful together. Neither has sacrificed their essential self. They've evolved into more authentic versions through their connection. Their journey affirms that true love doesn't require abandoning your dreams. It means finding someone who helps you discover what you really want and supports you in pursuing it. In a world of carefully curated personas, their story reminds us what we truly crave. Someone who sees us clearly, flaws and all, and chooses us anyway. Someone who makes us feel, in every sense, flawless.